Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Their Beliefs, and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We are completing our topic of the authenticity of the Bible. Even we find many evidence in the Quran, in Islam, that testify that the Bible is the Word of God. And we are examining some of those evidence. Many sincere Christian scholars during the time of Muhammad, such as the Abyssinians, who loved the Muslims and befriended them, would have exposed any attempted changes in the scripture. Because some Muslims say the Bible has been changed. Well, we read in Surah 582 about these Christians. It reads, strongest among men in enmity to the believers will thou find the Jews and pagans, and nearest among them in love to the believers will thou find those who say we are Christians. Because among these are men devoted to learning and the men who have renounced the world, and they are not arrogant. Wow. Note that this verse describes these Christians as devoted to learning. Since these dedicated Christians knew very well the revelations given to them from God, they would have discovered any attempted tampering in the Holy Scriptures, which they had. The verse also describes these Christians. They have renounced the world and they are not arrogant, which means these Christians were living a godly life and they were humble. Therefore, they would not have committed such a terrible sin of changing or corrupting their holy scriptures or approving of the corruption of their holy scriptures. Okay, Surah 566, which states, there is from among them a party on the right course, shows that there were a significant number of Jews and Christians who did not compromise, but were faithful and stood fast by the law and the gospel. Such a steadfast group would have exposed any attempt to corrupt their holy scriptures. In addition, from Muhammad's time forward, many Jews and Christians in lands conquered by the Muslim army embraced Islam. For example, when Islam entered Egypt, my homeland, many Christians found out it's much easier to live as a Muslim than as a Christian, and they became Muslims. Since Muslims revered the holy books of the Jews and the Christians, the Jews and Christians who became Muslims would have retained the reverence for their original scriptures as well. Are you with me? Yet, no texts have been discovered that differ from today's Bible. If the Jews and Christians had collaborated to corrupt the Bible, surely some of these Muslim converts would have been able to produce unaltered copies of the holy books and show everybody, hey, the scriptures has been changed. This is the original scripture. In fact, hundreds of manuscripts exist today from the 4th and 5th centuries. Islam started in the 6th century. These manuscripts agree with today's translations of the scripture, Injil. Any variances are minor and do not affect any essential doctrine. What I am saying is the New Testament of Muhammad's day is the same as the New Testament today. This is a well-established fact that is widely agreed upon because we have manuscript evidence. We'll talk about that later. So these circumstances render it impossible for Jews and Christians to have come together after the death of Muhammad to alter their holy scriptures. Those Muslims who claim that today's Bible is altered or corrupt need to answer the following questions. When and where did this corruption take place? When and where? Who were the perpetrators? Who did it? How did they reach a consensus? If there were an original Bible different from the one that exists today, where is it? So that we can make a comparison. What specific textual changes were made to the original manuscript? What evidence proves that anything was altered, that any alterations of doctrines happens? No evidence. Also, my dear Muslim friend, don't forget, according to God, the Bible cannot be corrupted, cannot be changed. Why? Because we have a fact, a principle that God gave us, that the word of God, his word, is unchangeable as God originally presented it in the Holy Scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. Actually, the Quran itself asserts, confirms repeatedly that no one can alter the word of God. For example, Surah 6 states, there is none that can alter the words and decrees of Allah. Surah 10 states, no change can there be in the word of Allah. Both Surah 6 and Surah 18 states none can change his words. And of course, the Bible emphasizes that the word of God does not change. In Isaiah 40, Old Testament, we read, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Matthew 24, 35. Therefore, whoever claims that the Bible is corrupted or changed calls God a liar and actually accuses God of being unable to protect and preserve his word. When any of my Muslim acquaintances or friends tell me the Bible is corrupted, I take two steps back and I reply, God forbid. In Arabic, Astaghfirullah. Before we end, we must do the most important thing. Go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. Fill us with your spirit, God. Guide our lives. Motivate, equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Hallelujah. Use us, God, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We are completing our topic of the credibility of the Bible. And let me start by saying we know counterfeit currency can be made after the authorized one is first given. Okay? What is the standard that we use to examine currency to see if it is authentic or counterfeit? Do we use the original authorized currency or a recent one? Obviously, the same principle applies when we ask if a book is God's word or not. Of course, the standard should be the earlier holy books, not the most recent book. And to remind you, the Bible existed hundreds of years before Muhammad was born, before the Quran came to exist. Okay, it is not possible, as some Muslims claim, that God first sent the Torah, the Zabur, the Psalms, and the Injil, the Gospel, and then allowed them to be corrupted. Even the Quran indicates harmony with this principle, for in Surah 1094, we read a command is given to Muhammad and to all Muslims to treat the Bible as the primary source of enlightenment. The verse reads, "If thou wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee." Another point. How could it possibly benefit the Jews or the Christians to corrupt their holy scriptures? What purpose or benefit would it have been to the Christians and the Jews to corrupt their own holy scriptures? Why then would they continue to believe their scripture? If they had done this, how could they bring themselves to pass it on to their children? Such an allegation is irrational. Well, some Muslims claim the Bible may have contained the prophecies related to Muhammad and that they were deleted. Well, I say, where is the evidence? If such prophecies were originally found in the Bible, Christians and Jews would have acknowledged Muhammad immediately. They would have followed him and benefited by sharing in the spoils given to Muslims at the conquest of Persia, Syria, Palestine, Egypt, and many other lands. In the Torah, God warned the Jews, "Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I given you." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Also read Deuteronomy 12, verse 32. If such prophecies about Muhammad did exist, why would Jews and Christians bring upon themselves and their beloved children sufferings here on earth and forever? by eliminating those prophecies. In fact, the temptation would be greater to try to find the prophecies of Muhammad rather than to eliminate any. For example, by becoming Muslims, they could have avoided a disadvantaged status as a minority at the time when Muhammad died and Islam was spreading rapidly through conquest. Also, you read in the Bible, you will find many statements and paragraphs that show the bad actions and sins of many Jewish religious leaders and people. It does not make any sense that the Jews corrupted the Bible without deleting all the negative words that still exist all over the Bible against them. Okay, now we move to a different point. Now, the gospel is God's glad news. While I was talking with one of my dear Muslim friends, he told me the Quran mentions only one gospel, but the Bible has four gospels. Well, I answered, the word gospel refers to the glad news of God's love toward everyone, which came to us through Jesus Christ. Gospel means good news. It is interesting to read in the Quran, in Surah 3, behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah gives thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus. Wow. The glad news provided in the gospel for the human race and for you, my Muslim friend, was written by clear revelation from God. It shows us how we can be saved from hell and enjoy eternal life with God. We know from reading the Bible that Jesus Christ, a living person, is the perfect revelation of God to the human race. And we'll talk about that in future programs. We read in the gospel that Jesus went throughout Galilee proclaiming the good news, gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. We read that in Matthew 4. Thereafter, Jesus commanded his disciples to proclaim the gospel, the good news, which he revealed to them, to all people of the world. We know that from Acts 1, verse 8, and Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. The gospel tells us that the Messiah, the Savior who was foretold by the prophets, has come. Wow! That's the good news! Now, divine inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit, my Muslim friend. There is only one gospel and one Messiah, Jesus. God inspired Jesus' apostles through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to tell us about the person, life, and teachings of Jesus. The Bible states, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and the training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. This verse means God breathed his words and thoughts through his selected messengers. God is the ultimate author of the message and doctrine of the gospel. We will continue our topic next program, but before we end, we want to make sure that we pray. Now, pray for me, because our materials and our evangelistic book We put it in the hands of so many Muslims recently, and we pray that God will use it to help so many Muslims enjoy His love and salvation. Pray for me. I am making an effort to broadcast our radio program nationally, and I am making efforts to get into satellite TV and many, many evangelistic projects, and we really need prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to You, God. Motivate us, equip us, guide us, God. Equip our fellowships to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy Your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, God wants you to know that Jesus came and He died, was crucified, and He rose from the dead. And if you put your faith in Him, that He died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved. All you need to do is repent. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank You for loving me. Thank You for Jesus, that He came to manifest Your love, and He came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from You any longer, God. I believe in Your love. I want to receive Your love. I receive Jesus. Thank You, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where He shows the biblical revelation of God and His relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.